BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Innuendo bingo with Grimmy is absolutely ridiculous. The video's on YouTube. Will, the guy who turns up at random stag do's, has got even more bookings because of us. And Greg's on Real or No Real.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
I had a fantastic day yesterday.
Tell me all about the dog show.
Oh, it was so good. So I turned up about 20 past four yesterday. I just missed Dog with the Waggiest Tail.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that category had finished before I arrived. But I did get to see and judge on the dog show for Best Newcomer.
Best Newcomer?
Yeah, it's like the Brits.
Okay, best...
For dogs.
How does that even work?
Basically, what's the best newcomer?
Well, surely it's just it's just been born, right?
It's a dog 18 months or under.
All right. So I love that good. you know exactly how it works now.
Yeah. Then there was a Golden Oldies one where the dogs were really old.
Nice.
And they'd scrapped, annoyingly, a dog that looks most like its owner. Because apparently they found it a bit offensive last year.
It's massively offensive. It's massively offensive.
I was gutted that one wasn't on. So me and former Radio 1 DJ, now Radio 2 DJ, Sarah Cox, judged this dog show yesterday.
But you know how people take this really seriously? Was no one there looking at you going, you know nothing? Like, did you not have angry dog owners basically saying you shouldn't be there, you shouldn't be judging this?
Yeah, a little bit. And they didn't say anything, but I definitely felt that with some of them there was an air of tension, yes.
And was there a golden bone that you presented?
No, they got a hamper. I just remembered. They got a hamper and 3 months' worth of worming pills.
Oh, lush. Living the dream.
Oh, what a day. And then me and Sarah went out for a bit last night.
I bet to celebrate the success of the dog show.
It went so well.
Will you be doing more dog shows?
Sarah was like, maybe we could just do these all the time. It was so good.
Sarah's got a dog. I still can't understand why you're there. You'll be doing Crufts next.
Yes, I'll take that off Claire Balding, who I also saw last night.
You were texting me saying that you're having a lovely chat with her.
Yeah, she turned up. And she's on the breakfast show with us tomorrow because we're doing breakfast show tomorrow. Also, there was a slight mistake at the end of the evening where I took it upon myself to go on an app and book Sarah Cox a car home. And let's say that Sarah Cox lives on, for example, George Smith Street, okay? So she ends up in another George Smith Street, about 35 miles away from where her house is.
Classic Mills.
I think she did cry.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Caused a right drama yesterday by saying, well, I thought it was Thursday, but it wasn't. I'm just having one of them weeks. So I said to Annie Mack, who just had a spray tan and was also getting one for Grimmy, I was like, no, he's doing Innuendo Bingo today. His tan will run. And it caused a right panic. Annie Mack thought she had to come in for Innuendo Bingo. Then Grimmy got involved. Turns out it was today. So no problem.
Yeah, so bingo today. So he'll be in fake tan.
He'll be tanned to the max.
Just a pool of orange.
Do you know, I think this might be the last time we'll get Grimmy on Innuendo Bingo.
Why?
Because he's an X Factor judge.
That's true. And if he's coming in to play bingo, you know when we have a little chat before, do we have to treat him like a guest? Do you know what I mean?
I think, yeah.
I mean that in the nicest possible way as well.
He's basically, well, he is, he's Louis Walsh now.
He is,
yeah. Think about it like that.
So you think when he comes in for that chat bit, we forget that we all sort of are friends and work together and actually we treat him as if Louis Walsh was here.
I think it's a bit like when I was on Strictly and I came in as a guest on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Frankie from the Saturdays. That's weird.
It's really weird.
I work here. Mm. And yes, he's our mate, but I think we're just going to have to show a bit more respect. And maybe do the salute back to him, whatever salute he chooses. We need to actually talk to him about this as well.
Yes, we have to talk. I mean, what's his entrance going to be?
Surely he's sorted it out by now, what his entrance is going to be.
I want it to be like Tulisa. The when she turns up and she puts her arm out, she's the female boss.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Pink.
Hey!
Right. Raise your glass on BBC Radio 1. I don't know.
It's all right, though.
Yeah, it's all right. And Raw Blood with Little Monster. Scott Mills here. Here's Grimmy.
Hi. How you doing?
Wow, you are tanned.
I got too tan. Sarah Cox said, before you always go to Glastonbury, have a tan.
Yeah, she did.
Because...
she told me that she told you this last night.
Why?
Yeah, because when you go to Glastonbury, it's exhausting for your body. You don't look at your best on Glastonbury.
But...
you're dehydrated.
Get a tan.
Mm. Get a tan. Everyone else looks horrible by Saturday. And by Saturday, if you've had a fake tan, Sarah Cox says, you'll look great and glowing.
Yeah.
And if anyone knows how to survive Glastonbury, it's Sarah Cox.
Yeah, It is. It's quite me in the Strictly years at the moment.
Now, what I wanted was like a... it really is. I wanted like weekend in south of France.
Yeah, you've
this is like full on 10 days Barbados.
In an oven.
yeah. Inside an oven.
Is this one of these things that's it's going to keep developing?
I don't know.
No, it can't develop anymore.
No.
Look.
It really can't. I just had to get nail varnish remover as hand wash.
Oh,
so just try and take the edge off of it.
Please don't try
it. It was
that
a bit Chloe
home.
Mafia this morning.
Was it?
Yeah. so I'm trying to reduce it a bit. Any tips, please let me know. Yeah. How do you get rid of it?
It'll just wash off.
When?
Like now. On Innuendo Bingo now. If you want to see this orange puddle, which is about to occur, then go to the Radio 1 website at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Any screen where you can get Radio 1, any screen, and you can watch us even on your phone, maybe if you're on a break from work or school at the moment.
Uh-huh. I need you to do this powerful so that the tan removes.
When
your dad cleans the flags.
Is this not going to be a problem?
Washer.
Then your tan's going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
I'd rather it be anywhere but my face.
Okay, well, that's not a problem. So, like, we're talking big spray here, right? Because it will wash off. You'll see it come off.
Okay.
Is that top going to be okay, hon?
I'm going to get changed, hon.
Okay, good. We were just talking about how you're probably not going to do this anymore.
Why?
Because X Factor judge.
What's it be?
It'd be like trying to...
I can't get wet, darling.
Yeah, I think it's going to... I think things are going to change. I mean, I know we're friends in that, but I just think there's going to be people going... there'll be five people with clipboards going, no, he's not doing that. You're not getting Nick Grimshaw wet. He's an X Factor judge.
My friend said to me yesterday, we went for lunch, and I said, I really want spaghetti, but it's not on the menu. And she went... you've changed.
Yeah.
It's not even started yet. One, not even done one day of filming. And two, spaghetti. Is that fancy? I don't know.
It's really fancy. This bag boy, you've changed.
You've changed. Not even started yet.
We're trying to work out what we want your entrance move to be.
You walk out.
Yeah.
The door's open. You've got to do, you need, that's the thing. You need a gimmick for that.
I really do.
Because you can't do the salute, because that's been done. You can't do Talisa's arm thing, because that was rubbish.
Female boss.
That's off.
That's off. But maybe you do get a different, like, removable tattoo route with a different phrase on.
Every week.
Yeah.
Vote for whoever.
Yeah, I like it.
I suggested falling into splits.
Or I'm just saying hands on hips.
With a pop to the left.
Yeah. That'll do it.
How do you mean? Keep it classy.
Just hands on hips.
Or teapot.
Or teapot. No one's done teapot.
Yeah. No one's done a little teapot.
I mean, Lou Walsh has come close.
Yeah,
let's
but
be
he's
honest.
Never gone full teapot.
Yeah,
ask
no.
Cheryl to be a little cup.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking forward to you on this.
It's going
to
be fun.
And I do like the idea, I heard you saying the other day, of your judge's house being in Oldham.
I'm not joking.
Yeah. In Oldham.
It'd be so good.
Can you imagine my mum doing the ironing in the background?
That'd be so good.
Shut up, where your car is on.
You're in Tiny Temper. So you just sat there with your mum doing the ironing.
Oh, God, please.
Right, okay, so we're going to play Years and Years. And then, toothpaste works for your tan.
Oh,
get
really?
A toothpaste.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I need some.
And then we're going to play Innuendo Bingo. Get online and watch this. It's going to be a good one today. And you'll see Grimmy's tan disappear in front of your own eyes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nick Grimshaw's looking well groomed at the moment because he's got like something on telly coming up soon, I think. So I'm expecting hundreds of pounds of Botox quite soon.
Do you reckon? I might get a new face.
Yeah, and a weave.
It is tempting.
Mm.
Yeah. I wonder if that's in the ITV budget.
Yeah.
Can we get a new face, please, for Grimmy?
A new face on the floor for Grimmy, please. I think it's a brow lift, because I feel like as I'm getting older, my forehead's going further down my face.
You can't have a brow lift.
Look.
You're insane already. You've lost it, love.
You'll always look shocked.
Really surprised.
Yeah.
It worked for Danny Minogue.
I want Danny's face on mine.
Yes.
It's probably around somewhere.
Great
isn't
face.
It?
Yeah.
Props department at ITV.
Obviously, we don't know that. We're just speculating.
I also think that was one, but we'll carry on.
Yeah. And now it's time for this.
Amanda's been wearing that on PGT.
It's time to make another celebrity wet.
Well,
this is Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah. Okay, so it's time for bingo. Let's do it. Get online. Go to the Radio 1 website now. Anywhere where you can get to screen. You can see us. It's going to get wet today. And also, Grimmy's tan is going to just... it's going to be sprayed off any second.
What are you saying?
Are they just your clothes? Do you have a change of clothes?
No, these are my change of clothes. I'll be able to change into some other clothes.
Okay, good. Okay, I was concerned.
Okay.
That's all. Okay.
Right, so here we go. It's always good when Grimmy plays.
Cheers, mate.
Apart from the time in that shower at Fern Cotton's house.
Oh, man, that was rough, that.
You were rough that day.
Oh, I was hanging. That was the worst day of my life.
Yeah. Yeah, you said you still stick by that, don't you?
Yeah. It was really... I had to write a rap with Wretch32 and Dappy. And Chris had spat... Like
cabbage.
Cabbage all over me. And I sat in my underpants in a floor.
In Fern Cotton shower, that's not one.
Yeah, it was not all right.
Okay, so here we go then. It's Grimmy Innuendo Bingo. First, we're going to Radio 4, Water Please, boys. Mm-hmm. And it's a show called Fast and Furioso.
Mm.
This pianist really knows how to win over a crowd. Who would not want to see this?
And this is just with his left hand. Can you imagine what he's like when he puts both together?
No hands. Yeah. Fast and Furioso.
And this is just with his left hand. Can you imagine what he's like when he puts both together?
Yes. He's talking about modern musicians who are dazzling audiences by playing their instruments really fast. Thank you, James and Falkirk, for spotting that one. Well held there, Grim. Now we're going to Celebrity MasterChef on BBC One. Water, please. Now, on this particular episode, Chesney Hawks... Chesney Hawks has given it his all to prepare an exciting meal. Now, I'm sure that Chesney will be pleased to hear the judge's reaction to his dish.
That's a fish feast, that, isn't it?
It certainly is.
I'm going to be very interested to taste his peppered mayonnaise.
We've all wanted Chesney's peppered mayonnaise at some point.
I'm going to be very interested to taste his peppered mayonnaise.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. More water, please.
I feel like I can hold it today.
You're good today.
I feel like last time we were a mess.
Silly, wasn't it? Yeah.
We've really matured, Chris.
Now we're going to a classic from Claire Balding. Now, what I do love about Balding is how well she seems to know every single sports star.
Victoria and I were having a discussion yesterday, Neil, about your helmet, and we thought it was a chimp on it, and Victoria immediately went, he's got an angry chimp on his helmet.
Oh, right in the face.
That was a good one.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's definitely coming off
is
now.
Is it coming off? Yeah, I really do want to reduce it by at least...
40%.
40% by Glastonbury.
He's got an angry chimp on his helmet.
Oh God. No one wants that.
No, Balding, you know what you're doing.
Claire Balding is amazing and will be joining us on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show tomorrow because you're not
what?
In.
What?
Yeah, we got Balding on.
Yeah.
I wanted Balding on for ages.
Yeah, well, I shouldn't go to Glastonbury then, should you?
The second you leave, she comes on.
She ate me.
What does that say? I was talking to her about you last night.
What were you saying? Why were you with Claire Balding and Sarah Cox last night?
Just cause.
Where were you and what was going on?
We were just having a drink.
What, me, you, Balding and Cox?
Me, Balding, Cox, Giles Corran and Angela Rippon.
Why and where?
Just, I can't say. Oh, now, over to the athletics on BBC say. Two. Oh, and Claudine Winkleman.
I look a bit like her with this tan. Don't I? Okay.
Okay, here we go. Oh, and Kirsty Young off Crime Watch. Love. Obviously, athletics on BBC Two. Now, it's times like this when Colin Jackson is really able to show off his personal experience about performing on the world athletics stage.
You can imagine when you're already exhausted, you've already run 340-odd metres, and you land like this. Watch him, he just literally crumbles. Everything goes down, his shoulders are trying to keep him in balance, and also he's under pressure from the athletes coming inside him.
Oh, Grimmy. Colin!
He is, of course... Talking about when athletics people, no, what are they called? Athletes. Yeah, that's it. When they cut past you on the inside of the track, that's what he was saying.
And also he's under pressure from the athletes coming inside him.
Thank you, Patrick, for emailing that one. Okay.
Was mildly distracted by Tiny Temper walking past there. Did you see that?
Yeah. No.
Sort of just looked in, wondering what was going on.
Mm. Quite the sight, though, isn't it?
Mm. Especially now, look at your face.
How's it looking?
Like half white, half orange?
No, it's not.
It is.
Is it really?
Yeah, like half and half.
Is it? Mm. Oh, God. I don't know why I did this.
Not really.
Sarah Cox, I feel, has bullied me into fake tanning.
Now, first world problems. Now over.
Oh, that went in my foot.
Now over to James Martin on BBC Two. You love James Martin, don't you, Chris?
I love him, yeah. Hero.
Okay, water, please. Now, I've not actually seen this show, but it does sound like James really likes to challenge his contestants on this one.
Steve had to come up with a dish from my chocolate box.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one.
Oh. Oh, James Martin.
So in this show, there's a selection of ingredients that are in boxes that they use to make a recipe. I really hope Steve knew what he was doing when he was making that.
Steve had to come up with a dish from my chocolate box.
Yeah. OK, water, please. Now we're going over to Radio 4 and a show called Money Box, not Chocolate Box. Now, now on this show, Diane sounds like an incredibly experienced traveller. You all right there? What? Come on. Diane sounds...
I just learned the name Diane, though.
Water, please.
Okay, wait.
Diane's a very experienced traveller. And there is one thing that she's keen for us to all understand.
Now we're going to go to Diane, who's in Swindon. Diane.
Hello. Vietnam is the destination in mind. Dong. D-O-N-G.
Now, come on. There's more to this. Now, come on.
Don't say she's going to put the dong in the box.
No, no, as we all know, dong is the currency in Vietnam.
Chris!
So with that in mind, try and get through this clip. Come on, boys.
Okay.
Also, you get a lot of dong to the pound. I know that from when I went.
Sorry.
Come on, we've got to get through this. Okay. Come on.
Now we're going to go to Diane, who's in Swindon. Diane.
Stop it, Chris. Just try and get through it. Here we go.
Vietnam is the destination in mind. Dong, D-O-N-G, that's the currency. It's largely in paper money. And I'm understanding that it takes a sort of fistful of dong, just a small amount of...
I can't see.
Diane there with, planning to go to Vietnam soon and just wondering if she needs a fistful of dogs. The Vietnamese currency. Yeah.
On holiday, she do what she likes.
Yeah, thanks, Jules, for sending us that. Okay, water, please.
That's the water, Chris.
It's very wet here, isn't
it? It's really, really wet.
Right. Now, back over to Fast and Furioso on BBC Radio 4. Now, being a musician requires remarkable talent. Chris and Grimmie, I think you're going to learn a lot from this. That's just the beginning of the clip there. Now, if we can't get past that, that's going to be a problem. Water, please. Come on.
It's funny.
Come on.
That is much more control than first two vowels.
But there's tonguing and all that that goes into it.
There is. I mean, something we practice.
Reload.
You know, if you tongue.
Okay. Reload. Reload, reload.
You say ta 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 ta. If you want to tongue faster, you make a noise in your throat between these. So rather than da da da, you go. You can slow that down.
Those are some tricks of the trade of blowing your trumpet there.
Oh, wow. Can we hear them again?
Water, please. Only with water.
Okay. Oh, I'm really wet.
You know, if you tongue, you say ta 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 ta. If you want to tongue faster, you make a noise in your throat between these. So rather than da da da, you go. If you slow that down, it's dig 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 dig.
Oh wow, you're so wet. Your tan is coming off now. Thank you, Cara, for sending this in.
Thank you, Cara.
It's going on this today, but I'm enjoying it. I hope everyone else is. Next, we're going to Bradley Walsh on popular game show The Chase. Why is that funny? What? Mm-hmm. Now, Bradley yet again offers a challenging multiple choice question on The Chase. But I think he might have gone slightly off script.
Here's your next question. Well, when flown, what does the maritime signal flag Z Zulu mean? A, keep clear of me. B, I'm dragging my anchor. Or C, I require a tug.
See, I thought anchor was funny.
Now,
I've
just found out that the maritime signal flag Z Zulu really does mean
A, keep clear of me. B, I'm dragging my anchor. Or C, I require a tug.
Dave in Dorset and Dan in Salisbury spotted that one. And one more.
Okay.
A classic now from the Queen's Garden with Alan Titchmarsh. Now, it's only someone of Alan's calibre who is allowed such a unique opportunity.
Delightful as the company is, and delicious though the finger sandwiches and French fancies are, I've come here to see something, dare I say it, even more exciting.
With special permission from Her Majesty, I'm here to explore her entire garden.
Reload.
You know, if you tongue, you say ta 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 ta. If you want to tongue faster, you make a noise in your throat between these. So rather than da da da, you go. If you slow that down, it's dig 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 dig.
That was it. That was a great game. That was a great game of Inyo and the Bingo with Nick Grimshaw. Never fails to disappoint. Well, we'll probably never see you again now on this
show. Nice knowing you.
So nice knowing you, and good luck on your X Factor journey.
Shut up!
or just see you when you get back from Glastonbury.
Yeah, I'll see you on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. That was a truly excellent In Your Bingo today.
How good was that?
So good.
Amazing clips today as well.
I know.
The first couple I wasn't too sure about, and then out of nowhere, they just transformed into probably some of my favourite.
Yeah, really good. And you know that we can't do In Your Bingo without you, because you're the ones that spot all the great clips. So keep sending them in. My email is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Anything you see on telly or hear on radio that you think that'll do for bingo, just put what show it was, roughly what time, what they said, and we'll try and find it. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Excellent. Thank you very much. The Scott Mills Daily. Sometimes I feel bad for the team here that have to clear up after any other bingo, and today I feel really sorry for them.
Yeah, it feels like there's not a lot of dignity with it, because it is just it's horrible, isn't it? It's quite grimy.
Yeah, and I also think that we should both get off our backsides and help them, because it's a horrible job. I mean, it's not, look at them. They look like the lowest of the lowest.
Look at them there, holding those sheets between them.
It's an absolute low point in their lives, and I feel bad for that. That's, this show has created that. You don't get that with the live lounge, do you?
No, you don't. And no, it's a really good point. It's embarrassing as they stand there just holding those sheets.
Looking crestfallen.
Dirty sheets.
Thinking, what am I doing with my career? Come on, Chris, let's go and help now. Come on. It's just not good enough. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm excited about doing the breakfast show tomorrow. Grimmy's off to Glastonbury, so we are on tomorrow and also Monday and Tuesday next week. And tomorrow, as well as Nick's tape from 9 o'clock, loads of Friday tunes, the legend that is Claire Balding is going to be here. I'd never actually met her before last night, and she was like, oh, I'm coming on your show on Friday. I was like, yeah, I'm well excited. I don't think there's any sport that she doesn't know about.
See, I think she's amazing, but I'm ever so slightly intimidated of her.
No.
I'm slightly scared that she might shout at me. Or
no, she won't shout. I mean, she is quite...
I'm not sure she'll like me.
No, she will like you,
will
I think.
Will she?
Yeah, but I mean, but you have to earn her respect. Do you know what I mean? I was in that room for 10 minutes thinking I've really got to impress Balding here, otherwise I'm off. I think there's like a 5 to 10 minute window.
So you've got that. So in the opening 5 minutes with Claire Balding, I should go all out.
It's everything to you.
Right.
But you know, she does the racing, she does the dogs, the crafts and that. She's just doing Wimbledon this year, and she's going to guide me through Wimbledon and the listeners, you lot, tomorrow on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Balding's in from about 8. The Scott Mills Daily. Just found a fascinating factor about Claire Balding, which I think needs to be on a future reel or no reel also.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. That's on its way at 3:40 this afternoon, so 1 hour from now. And we've made some progress on the Avicii farming version for all the young farmers. So if you're slurrying at the moment, maybe you're
ploughing
or stuffing bales like a boss.
Or feeding animals.
We've got something for you next. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Best on Twitter, who says, we are topping fields in Shenton near Nuneaton, waiting for the young farmers anthem to start. Yeah, and it's got a video now. So you know, like massive dance acts like Calvin Harris, like Swedish House Mafia back then, or like Tiesto, all their videos, or a lot of their videos, follow a similar theme. And what it normally is them looking like an absolute hero, DJing to thousands of people, like a crowd of thousands and thousands, like a sea of people.
Oh, it's always in black and white, bits of slow-mo. It looks so cool.
Pyros are going off and people looking like they are having the best night of their lives.
They arrive on a helicopter. It's that kind of idea.
Yeah, like really rich DJs. Massive, massive budget videos. Now, don't be offended, but we don't have much of a budget to do this young farmers video. But we have done one, but we just did it on our phones. And it's on the Radio 1 Facebook page right now. So you will see some of me DJing in Hyde Park last weekend. That wasn't a farmer's gig, but the crowd looks big.
No, but to be fair to the video, that is the most impressive bit about it, because it actually looks like there's...
Well, there was
60,000, 70,000 people.
65,000, actually. Yeah.
But it really helps the video. It makes the video feel like
it props
a real,
it up a bit.
It's really good.
Because the rest of the time, it doesn't look much like any of those other DJs' videos that we just mentioned.
So I should thank you for that. I should also thank Greg James as well, who made it look like as you walk to the gig. In the proper videos, it's all slow mo.
Yeah,
it looks well good. Greg did it for us over the weekend at one of his gigs,
Harper Adams.
So that's in the video. That really helps.
Yeah. Also in there, well, we got Chris to write alternative lyrics, didn't we?
Yes.
Because we thought the song sounds a bit farmy, which it does. So Chris wrote alternative lyrics with young farmers in mind and things that they would do on a weekday. Now, what happened is I asked Chris to go to a local park and do the bit where he sings. I asked him to lip sync. You didn't actually have to sing, but you have.
Yes.
I said lip sync. Now, normally that is just moving your mouth in time with the words, but not singing. Did you sing?
Well, I'll tell you why, because I'm never sure if that is actually what lip syncing is. I know that generally when big artists perform and they say they're lip syncing, that they're basically, there's another song playing, right, and their mic isn't on.
Yeah.
But surely they make some noise.
I don't know.
Otherwise it wouldn't look right.
I've thought that before. Do they actually make any noise, or do they...
In fact, I wanted to ask you this. You know when you see bands... and they're clearly just playing along to a CD.
Mm.
Are they actually banging the drum?
Yes.
So then it's
not very hard.
If you're there in the studio, it just sounds like chaos, right?
Because
like someone pretending to play the guitar.
No, because normally the track is so loud. Oh no, sometimes the guitars aren't plugged in.
If you look
closely, like maybe on a TV show, sometimes you'll notice that it's not even plugged in.
But they're actually hitting the drums.
Yeah, but like the track will drown that out in the studio.
Does it?
Yeah. Anyway, so you didn't have to sing, but you managed to do that because you thought this is what limp singing was in a really busy park at lunchtime.
I should also say, I mean, the dream would have been to have done this in a field.
Yeah, no fields near
here. There's no fields or animals around here, so I had to improvise with what I got. Small park.
Okay, so this is what happened when he did lip syncing.
Monday feeding ponies, Tuesday I was deeply
all pumped. The people around him are just
Wednesday, the cows are
trying to enjoy a picnic.
Groaning. Thursday I am shearing. I am shearing Friday.
Imagine doing this in the middle of a busy park.
And they're stuffing bales like a boss.
And everyone around you is going, what
yes,
is going on?
I cannot wait for my lunch on Sunday. I'll have pork insider. Pork insider.
Now listen to the tumbleweed. Oh, two people went, Ray.
There was a couple there as well having pictures for what I think was their wedding invites.
Brilliant.
Weird moment.
Yeah. And also, you're dressed as what I... Well, I told you to wear a farmer outfit, so you have dressed in what you think a farmer's outfit is, which is check shirt and flat cap.
Yeah.
It's worth seeing this. Radio on Facebook now, go and have a look at our Young Farmers version of Avicii video.
Monday feeding ponies, Tuesday I was deeply ploughing, Wednesday the cows I milked were groaning, Thursday I am shearing. Shearing Friday, pumping slurry, and they're stuffing bales like a boss on Saturday. Yes, I cannot wait for my lunch on Sunday. I'll have pork insider, pork insider.
The video featuring some actual young farmers and Greg James and me and Chris over there. Lip syncing is on the Radio 1 Facebook now. Becky is drying corn in County Durham. She says the farming song went down well. Went down a treat at Harper Adams Summer Ball last weekend. Jack is haymaking in Oxfordshire. Big up the young farmers back home in Cornwall. Sam and Mark in Oakhampton, Devon are actually off of shearing sheep and shearing today. So they enjoyed that very much.
David says, I predict an Ivor Novello for this. Lyrical genius. Imagine.
Every time I hear it, it makes me want pork insider.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh, it's so nice, isn't it? This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. It's 10 to 3. Good reaction to that. It's on Radio on Facebook now. I'd be interested to see some of the comments below a bit later on. Here he is. He goes on Stag and Hendus. It's Will. Hi, Will.
Hey, Scott.
What's going on?
Oh, I'm shattered.
Why?
Oh, it's been non-stop partying since I last spoke to you.
Been working hard then.
What's work?
Have you got a job?
Currently.
How are you managing to do that and go on people's hen and stag do's all the time?
I've got a really good boss, so things
obviously
are good.
Sorry I can't be there this week on a stag do.
Another one. Obviously this all started when there was a trip to Budapest for some lad stag do advertised on eBay and you took up that offer.
Yeah, it was just sat there waiting for them to buy it. Thought, why not?
And since then, the offers have been coming in thick and fast. I mean, where were you last weekend?
I was in Barcelona last weekend.
Oh, lovely.
What happened there?
Two stag do's, one Friday, one Saturday.
Two completely different people?
Yeah, yeah.
That you'd never met?
No, 37 people that I'd never met before.
Well, hang on a minute, how does that work? So you went out, met the first stag group.
Yeah.
I assume they were there for the whole weekend.
They were there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah.
Right, so you did Friday with them and then you left that stag group. Sorry, guys, got to go.
Got to go to another one.
You know how it is.
That's it, yep.
And there was another stag do in Barcelona that you then went along on?
That was it, yep, on Saturday.
This is insane.
I'm feeling a bit broken, if I'm honest.
Give us the headlines from Friday night then.
Friday night, there was a big stretched Hummer. And then the Saturday night one, we went to a bar called Opium, which was pretty cool.
Do you find your roles changed on these stag do's now? Because now you're turning up to other people's stag do's. You've got a bit of confidence about yourself, I can hear that. So you must be turning up going, right, boys, where's the party?
That's it. That's what I'm doing. So everything seems to be revolving around me nowadays.
Well, yeah, because you are. I mean, obviously, you've been all over the radio. It's all over Facebook and Twitter. I mean, you are the guy that knows how to start the party now, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I started a party on the plane on the way back from Barcelona with some Hindu people.
And what are your future plans?
Well, I've got two stag do's next week, both in Ibiza.
Oh, my word.
How are you booking these in?
It's just randomly. Just whoever asks. Does it sound good?
But how do they get in touch with you?
Via Twitter.
You're becoming, like, the go-to guest speaker. You're the Tony Blair of the stag do world.
OK, so two in Ibiza, so that's going to be the same situation. Sorry, guys, got to go to another one now, just a bit further away on the island.
I'm going to try and mingle these two and see how that goes. That
controversial.
Interesting.
That's not going to work.
Well, that can reverse my shirt back and forwards to different names, so it'd be easy.
They're two completely different sets of people that don't know each other. Don't mix them up. That'll go really wrong.
Well, it'll be a good boat party. And it'll be cheaper.
I saw some stuff on Twitter. This stag group have got shirts made with a picture of your badger on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Professor Badger.
I saw that.
He's a minor celebrity in his own now.
Your toy badger must be absolutely exhausted.
He's all right. He's going strong. He's doing better than me.
So, OK, after Ibiza, where's next?
Well, my plan, I'm trying to get on a celebrity stag do.
You want to get on a celebrity one?
That's the game, yeah.
Good idea.
I tried to get on Anton Dex, but they didn't reply to me. So I was a bit sad.
Well, are they having a joint stag do?
Well, Dex had a stag do last week, but he never got back to me.
So you just emailed Anton Dex asking?
Basically, yeah.
I think that would be the dream. Yeah, get on a celebrity stag do. Or hen party.
That's the goal.
I wonder who else is getting married. We could find out.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm sure you've got better contacts than me.
You just got to flick through Heat magazine, haven't you? It's all fine.
I just bought one.
You have as well. If anyone knows of any celeb weddings coming up, maybe we could make contact for you, you know?
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. That'd be good.
Can you imagine the pictures in the magazine? Him there in a suit, badger on hand. Oh, this is incredible. I mean, you are a pro, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm getting birthday bookings and all sorts now.
What, you've branched into birthdays now?
Yeah, I've got two birthdays booked in.
Well, what happens there? Where are you going?
I've got one in Newcastle. It's a 30th birthday. I'm just going to turn up, see what happens.
Mills, this is so weird.
I know. It's just sinking in again now how weird this is. And then what?
I've got a 21st birthday in Bristol.
It never stops. You're basically doing PAs now.
Basically.
You're basically doing personal appearances.
Exactly. Apparently badges are pretty cool. Who knew?
He's like, oh, you're the one off Radio 1.
That's it, yeah.
Is that what happens?
Basically, yeah. Everyone goes, oh, you're Scott Mills' friend.
You are living the dream.
So I can only thank you for that.
Well, keep me up to date.
Yeah, will do.
Maybe go to work sometimes as well.
I'm at work now.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, good. Now, how's the missus?
I've not seen her.
Okay, good. All right, I'll speak to you next time.
Okay.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. I've noticed, Chris, that you do have a lot of house envy lately.
What do you mean?
I noticed that you're just looking at a video of someone going around Simon Cowell's house right now.
I'm just interested to see what people like him have as a house.
And is it good?
Yeah, it's all right.
You know, I went to LA once. I went on one of those tours that you can go on around the stars' homes.
Mm.
His one in LA is sick.
Yeah,
so good. And it's on the thing. And also, when you go on those tours, they're always like, and sometimes you might see the stars taking out their bins. You never do.
I know it sounds
because they've
weird,
got massive gates.
But it's just interesting seeing a picture of it and then imagining Simon going to the door. You know, to answer it to someone.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Like on Come Dine With Me.
Like on Come Dine With Me. Like if Cal was doing Come Dine With Me.
Someone bring, you know, you bring a bottle of rosé.
Yeah. Let's say you were on Celebrity Come Dine With Me with Simon Cowell, right?
All right, okay.
You turn up at Cal's door.
Uh-huh.
You've got a bottle of rosé.
Oh, hello.
Open the door.
You go.
Scott, darling. Oh. Kiss.
Oh, is that for me?
Yeah. Oh, they always say, is that for me?
Well, who else is it going to be for? Yes, the flowers are for you. The wine is for you. Oh. But you say that every time anyway, don't you?
Every time.
Everyone goes that. Anytime anyone brings something around your house, you just go, Oh, is that for me?
True. It's true. You always say it.
Yes, it is. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Greg. Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober, lads.
Nice to see you sober. It's my second appearance of the week. No, third.
Third, love.
Oh, dear. Overkill.
I hope you're charging for this. So the...
How did I charge for this? Extra. Extra 7 minutes.
The latest Minions video is so cute, and you're not naked.
Yeah, it's a real move away, I feel. I'm done.
You can take your clothes off too many times.
Yeah.
Can't you?
I think so. Well, so, I have. But I think this one is, I would say, fun for all the family.
Yeah.
I would say.
If you love the Minions, you know, the yellow Minions from Off Despicable Me, basically Greg just left in charge of them. It all goes spectacularly wrong.
But we go and visit everywhere.
I know, it's brilliant. So you go to, like, Doctor Who and Coronation Street and then you're at the BBC Sport desk with the Minions.
All the nerds can't believe it that the Minions ended up in the TARDIS.
Yeah,
they ended
so
up in
cool.
three different TARDISes or TARDI.
TARDI.
They ended up in loads of different ones, and they ended up on Coronation Street, on
One Show.
The One Show. Finally, when I sort of delivered them back to the One Show just in time for the show, and at BBC News and BBC Sport and Blue Peter and everywhere. So, if you want to see them running riot, then it's on the Radio 1 iPlayer now.
I also like it because it's you in full-on acting mode. It's like...
Well,
it's
ham,
get a BAFTA.
Ham.
Actually, Hamming. Greg's been an actor before, you know, several times.
Yeah, you were with RADA, weren't you?
I wasn't with RADA.
No, but he's had a few things on the BBC 3s lately. Yeah. Yeah. Are you on IMDb?
I don't know.
You must be.
I
am for the bill, then you must be.
Oh, I'd like to think so.
Yeah. So go and watch that video. It's on BBC iPlayer now if you want to watch it on telly, on your laptop, or already on YouTube. Here's today's Real or No Real. We've got a selection of facts for you. Some of them truer than others. Your job is to guess which ones are real and no real. 10 points for each correct answer. Have you won this a lot this week, Greg? I think you have.
Well, I don't know about that. It's largely irrelevant, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Are there any more Bruce Forsyth ones? Because that's what I'm interested in.
No, not this time. But I think you'll enjoy this.
Trevor Nelson has a daily alarm set on his phone to remind him to do his one extra show.
Now, Trevor Nelson's one extra show on DAB, digital radio, online, on your CV, is at 10 a.m.
Well, but you definitely want to set an alarm.
Yeah,
don't
but I mean, I don't think I'm the most organised person, but I know that I need to turn up for my show every day.
Yeah, but I don't think the alarm's for that. I mean, you could easily sleep through it. If he has a bit of a heavy night, something like that,
What we're saying here is this is less an alarm, more a reminder.
Yeah.
Okay. To say, hey, Trev, remember, you're on the radio at 10.
Right. And what time do you think that would go off then? What, like an hour before, an hour and a half before?
Probably an hour before.
Okay, just to remind him, just in case if he gets it, he does a weekday show on one extra.
I think it would probably go off at about 15 minutes to 10.
Just in case.
Well, because he's Trevor Nelson, he can find a way to get anywhere.
Exactly,
quickly.
Yeah, he'll have a very quick shower. Do you know what I mean? Towel down slightly and then be straight in.
I think it would just be a gentleman's wash.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. I just want to know whether he's got a daily alarm set on his phone. Real or no real?
Just in the sink. I think it will be... What's the right level? I think it will... I think that's real.
Greg? Chris?
Yeah? Real?
That one is real.
Yes, yes you are.
Hello, my name's Chris. I've been working with you for 3 years.
Here we are. It regularly goes off in the studio at 10 a.m.
Oh, great.
Does it?
It goes off at 10. The show starts at 10. What's the point?
Maybe... I haven't heard the start of his show for a while. Is it maybe... Does he start speaking at 10? Or does he speak at 20 past 10?
Plays a song, I think.
Or he could play 5 in a row and be there at 20 past 10.
And next...
Fill me in, hitmaker Craig David. Wears a watch that, instead of the time, just says the word now.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But he's well into his fitness. He's one of those gym people. They love motivational... posters, things like any way you can be motivated by. So a watch just saying now is basically saying, doesn't matter what the time is, do it now.
No, I think it's saying...
No, it's a reminder. Live in the moment.
The time is now, because it is.
Yeah.
The time is now.
Oh, okay.
I think that's a more spiritual thing of live in the moment, Craig.
Yeah.
I think that's what that is abbreviated. It's abbreviated to now.
It sounds like a very Craig David thing.
I think so.
But he'd be a nightmare to organise meeting up with then.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't know what... I mean, obviously, he's got a phone. so we can look at the time that way. But on his actual wristwatch, does he have a watch that just says now on it?
Stressful though, isn't it? When do you want to meet?
No.
What do you mean? Now? Yeah, now.
Now past real. Now. It will only ever be now.
A quarter to now.
I think this is... I'm going to go real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes. Of course he does.
Had to be.
And he does occasionally post photos of it on Instagram. So if you fancy giving Craig Dave a little follow, why not? You can see it all the time.
Craig Dave.
Craig Dave.
Craig Dave.
And next.
Up until the summer of 1992, synchronized swimming by yourself was recognised as an Olympic sport.
What, so just doing it on your own?
Well, it's not, but that's not synchronised.
That's not synchronised.
That's the problem there.
I mean, I like the idea of a dancing, because only synchronised swimming's in the Olympics, right? There's no solo event similar to that. You don't just dance in the water on your own. And there's...
No, diving, though.
Okay, diving, but that's different, isn't it? Synchronised swimming is...
With
somebody
else.
It's basically like a dance routine, isn't it?
Yeah.
You should... listen, there's a TV show in this, lads. Think about it. There's Strictly Come Dancing in water. That's not been done yet.
Actually, you're right.
Dancing in water.
Dancing in water?
You just... I mean, that's only a couple of months away.
Yeah. That's genius.
From being announced.
That is good.
I can only imagine that's going to happen.
I can almost feel the excitement in the room at that.
Yeah.
And you're both interested in being on it. I can tell already. You're thinking...
I loved synchronised swimming. I did it for that sport relief.
I
loved it.
Yeah, and you were good.
Well, I tried. It was hard. But I don't think you could do it on your own.
No.
You are on IMDb.
Oh, good.
Greg James is an actor. Trademark, towering height.
It's a special move.
That's what it says.
It sounds like a straight-to-DVD movie, that.
But until the summer of 92, synchronised swimming by yourself, was it recognised as an Olympic sport?
It's not synchronised, so no real.
This is a nonsense, no real.
That one is real.
What? Ah.
Yes, USA and Canada were the joint winners. Look it up.
Right.
You could do it on your own until 92.
The world's going to the dogs, isn't it?
And next.
Nick Grimshaw is travelling to Glastonbury on a special celebrity-only minibus, arranged by Alexa Chung.
So is Alexa Chung kind of the new Brendan off of Coach Trip?
Yes, excellent.
Hiya. So, I mean, I don't know whether you can imagine this. Grimmy on his way to Glastonbury with some of his celeb friends. But really, would Alexa Chung book a celebrity-only minibus?
Celebrities only. I don't know if it would be billed as that. I don't think it would say on the front.
It won't just be
celebrities only.
If you're not a celebrity, you're not coming on, that kind of thing. But
the number 25 underneath, celebrities only.
But I do think... this happens because obviously loads of famouses are heading towards Glastonbury. Celebrities stick together. So,
surely they're not getting a bus, darling.
Well, why not? Why
not? But the thing is, though, there's buses and then there's buses.
Sure.
Aren't there?
Yeah.
There's a bus that you might pop down to Asda on, or there's the bus that you might get with Alexa Chung to Glastonbury.
I reckon this is real. I hope they're listening now. So I'm going to say real.
On the bus, they might be listening now. Actually, they wouldn't be listening because Grimmy would definitely be grabbing the mic and doing all the announcements.
Hello.
Can you imagine?
Sick. Can everyone hear me at the back?
On the right, Stonehenge.
If you looked at right, Stonehenge. Sick.
I think this is probably no real.
That one is real.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Alexa has booked a 15-seater. And at the end of that round...
Is she driving it?
Don't know. At the end of that round of Real or No Real...
I got 30, Greg got 20.
Oh, good.
Oh, Robs. Sandra Bullock's on today.
Yes, Bullock's is on.
Absolutely amazing guest.
5:10 today. The Scott
Mills Daily. Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. When you wake up tomorrow, put Radio 1 on. We're doing The Breakfast Show in for Grimmy from 6:30. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.